Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by Tom Coleman. He's the owner of Downtown Record and CD Emporium. Tom, can you tell me about your business?
Yeah. Well, basically, we are a business that deals in musical artifacts, both past and present. And so we have everything from early Edison recordings of the from the 1900s all the way through the latest Taylor Swift album. So it's quite diverse, and it's I think we have something of interest for pretty much everyone.
Wow, that's awesome. And you guys are located in the Arlington, right?
We are. And I think Arlington is finally getting the makeover that it richly deserves, especially when you consider the history of the hotel. And there's a good vibe all around the Arlington now, and I just feel right at home there. So
yeah. Can you tell me, like, your library, how many records would you say you have?
Well, I would say in my personal library, I have probably about 10,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but in the store, there's probably, you know, there's several thousand to choose from at any time. And the obviously dealing in pre-owned items, the inventory changes a lot. As a matter of fact, I just got back from Oak Grove, Louisiana, and was down at a radio station there and going through their vinyl collection and brought some interesting pieces back.
Nice. Do you have a favorite record?
Oh, that would be a really hard one to choose, you know, because I guess if you had to choose that you were going to be on a desert isle, I'd probably take Exile on Main Street, Rolling Stones.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Can't go wrong with the Stones.
No.
For sure. Just tell me, do you guys have, like, live events there? Maybe live music ever?
It's something that we're going to get into this year. As you know, we just started probably in the summer of last year, and I'll have to say that the response has been very good. And as more and more people find out about us, and they're telling their friends about us, so I think we're at the point now where we're going to start trying to have in-store acoustic acts, and maybe do some meet and greets. And I've spoken with the Arlington people, and they're actually even open to the idea of having events upstairs as well in conjunction with this. So I'm going to be talking with some booking agents and seeing what we can work out.
So are you a native of Hot Springs, or did you move here? Or?
I've been here since 16 years, actually since I got here in 2006. My mother was in Katrina, and she was an artist, and she actually wanted to move to Hot Springs after that catastrophe. And so I moved her here, and she became ill, and I just ended up staying. So, I'll have to say that Hot Springs now is a really up-and-coming place to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially the downtown area.
Yeah, I think the music and the arts and everything is starting to kick off, and people are, you know, there's lots of articles about Hot Springs being one of the best tourist towns in the country, and, you know, people, I always see, you know, license plates from Colorado, from, you know, Maryland, all over the country. I see license plates, like, every day down here.
The interesting thing is that I think probably this year anyway, I think probably 65-70% of our business has been tourist.
Wow.
So, and the reports I read is that they estimate it was like 2.1 million people came through Hot Springs last year.
Wow.
And they think in the next 3 to 4 years, that's going to be up in the 3.5 to 4 million. That's a lot of people coming through.
Yeah, you know? For a town of 40,000 or so.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Hot Springs does have a lot to offer as far as just being a national park, great places to hike with the family. And of course, we have Magic Springs in the spring and summer. And of course, for the adults, the casino and horse racing. And it's just it's becoming a real go-to destination.
Yeah, I think so.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
What made you want to start a record store?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We're in the digital age and there's not many record stores left, and you know.
Yeah, it was we were a dying breed for quite a while. A lot of my associates and people I knew in the record business for years were either just closing up shop or just really feeling the effects of the new sort of ways of listening to music, mm-hmm. you know. But I think now we've seen a renaissance.
Definitely.
Vinyl is back. It's outsold CDs for the last 5 or 6 years. And the record companies, if they don't figure out some way to destroy it, are going to keep people interested in vinyl, I think. You know, it's amazing. You see kids 13, 14, 15 years old coming in and buying Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, you know. And it just, it does my heart good. I was out of the business for several years, and when this spot opened up in the Arlington and seeing what was happening, I just I said, this is what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
So. Yeah. I think people like the tactile, you know, the actual feeling, you know, listening to the actual grooves. People want to hold something, you know, like Netflix and everything, Spotify, it's all on the internet. Well, I can't, like, it's not mine forever. I have to keep paying that $10 a month.
Exactly.
So, you know, for a few years, if I pay $10 a month, that's a lot of money just to listen to the same song when I could have it and put it on for free.
It's true. And I think there's a certain ritual about buying a record and you know, just sitting and checking out the artwork and the liner notes and who played on what.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real interesting from not only from a musical standpoint, but also from a historical standpoint, especially now as we're losing so many of the people that helped create the music of the 60s, 70s, and even 80s. I mean, you know, just think, we just lost Jeff Beck and David Crosby. And
yeah, I know.
So much, and I mean, it's not going to get any better. You know? Everybody's getting older.
Yeah. Do you guys have, like, newer albums, or do you...
We do. I try to keep a good selection of imports of you know, both new releases and older sort of reissues, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, maybe before we go, talk about what you guys are doing this year, big plans for the year or even the decade?
Well, I think that we want to grow as Hot Springs grows. So we want to be a part of the community for now and to the foreseeable future. I think we want to make it, to continue to create a place where people can come and sort of experience what I experienced as a kid, going into a record store and just finding treasures.
Yeah.
You know, and just spending the afternoon in there. And I see that now. I see people come in and spend hours and hours just going through everything. And it just, that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
So, and there's, you know, it's a great way to sort of get people to put their phone down and just enjoy, you know, the whole experience.
Yeah. So. It's great to keep that alive. And
yeah.
I think it fits right at home. in the downtown Hot Springs feel.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a perfect fit. So what are your hours? And
right now, in January and February, we're there 12 to 7 through the week, and then 10 to 9 on Friday and Saturday. Okay. And we are closed on Tuesdays. So we are interested in buying. If you have a record collection that you want to sell, we also I can also, if you need insurance appraisals for your homeowner's insurance, I can do those. So there's a lot of other services we offer, and for tourists that come in that buy stuff, we ship for free.
Hmm.
So
awesome. And you guys are located in the Arlington?
In the Arlington, on the bottom floor. It's 239 Central Avenue, Suite C.
Awesome. So if you guys haven't gone and checked them out, Downtown Record and CD Emporium, I want to thank you, Tom, for coming on the show and talking with me about your music and what you're doing.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.